Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, you know, I should probably be speaking in Spanish today. It's Cinco de Mayo, right? Which is the 5th of May. May the 4th be with you. May the 5th be with you, which is, you know what? If you think about it, given the fact that at least in this country, Cinco de Mayo is Margarita Day, so May the 5th be with you is a perfectly legitimate thing to say, right? That was just a little joke I just made. Okay, there we go. It's celebrated in the United States and Mexico, where the holiday is called El Dia de la Batalla de Pueblo, the Day of the Battle of Pueblo. Basically, it's also can be kind of seen as Mexican Pride Day, which is certainly a reasonable thing to do. The Mexican Army's unlikely victory over French forces at the Battle of Pueblo in 1862 on May 5th, under the leadership of General Ignacio Zaragoza Seguin. It's sometimes mistaken in the U.S. to be Mexican Independence Day, which it is not, which is actually September 16th.
That's what I used to think it was when I was younger.
No, it's not. There you go. Now we've certainly disabused you of that notion. All right. So now, but in this country, it's kind of a day to, I mean, most Cinco de Mayo's around here, interestingly enough, seem to be sunny days, because I can think of many Cinco de Mayo's where I've been wandering around and watching people and occasionally sort of join them in Margaritaville on the sidewalk. So it's that's kind of what goes on around here a lot.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Are you a margarita guy?
I enjoy a good one.
Yeah.
It's not something that I, you know, rush to the bar for or anything like
that. What's your libation of choice? You're a beer guy?
I do enjoy Grey Goose, something mixed with Grey Goose.
Well, that's because you can't actually taste it very much.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing about vodka is it essentially, I don't know. What am I talking about? I am such a non-drinker that anything that has to do with bubbles, you know, I'm not sure I can tell the difference between club soda and sort of, you know, and I'm one of those real barbarians who does something like puts ice in their champagne. There's no such thing as too cold. And apparently you can get, Subway is doing Cinco de Mayo today, that you can get guac de mayo, the perfect day to enjoy Chipotle's chicken melt with guacamole. I personally am a fan of guacamole. So
yeah,
there you go.
Guac is pretty good.
Well, and it turns out that, as you probably are aware, that avocado is actually a fruit. It's a nut, I think, isn't it? And it's actually fairly good for you.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. I actually had some, I told you when I was doing, did you do your shopping yesterday for our challenge?
I didn't do it yesterday. I didn't really have a whole lot of time.
All right. Well, that's all right.
I have a little more time this afternoon.
All right. Because that was kind of my indulgence is that, although this time of year, maybe because of Cinco de Mayo, the avocados were less expensive than they usually are. But it's great. I mean, I just think it's one of the most delicious stuffs in the world. And it actually is fairly good for you. It's fairly fattening, but it's pretty good for you. So what are you going to do? So, and it was my treat, that and the arugula, which I put in everything. You know, I've decided. You know, your phone has all sorts of recipes in it. Did you know that? Do you cook?
I'm not a huge cook.
You're not a huge cook. But it's, I mean, you just go to your phone and put in almost anything, and that'll give you a recipe for it.
Okay.
Which is nice because I have my cookbooks. You can actually taste the recipes on the pages because I spill a little bit. So, delicious. This one doesn't look so good. So the idea that I keep my cell phone actually fairly far away from my cooking because I'm not very good at it. Keeping things neat. All right. Christopher Columbus, they said, landed in 1494 as opposed to, so it's 2 years after discovery of the United States, which he obviously thought was not the United States. He landed in Jamaica 2 years later today. Okay. Better time of year. In 1809, Mary Keyes became the first woman awarded a patent for a technique of weaving straw with silk and thread.
Cool.
I don't know why you'd want to do that. Maybe a basket.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I can think of. Because silk and thread, you can certainly understand, but weaving straw into it, I guess for a basket.
Yeah.
I actually saw a really alarming documentary about clothing manufacturing. Did you know, as late as the 1960s, that basically 97% or 95% of all the clothes that we wore in the United States were made in the United States, and now it's less than 3%?
Really?
Yeah, think about it. Yeah. So I think I'm going to do It's Broken, Let's Fix It sort of segment on, because it's a whole different way of looking at clothing, because the price of clothing has actually gone down, and the reason the price of clothing has gone down is the price of producing the clothing has gone down, which means essentially slave labor. Remember Kathy Lee got caught on that with her clothes?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, apparently all of us, because you can buy, you know, and all of us, there's this new kind of thing with clothing, which it's called, it used to be that there were like two fashion seasons. There was spring, summer, and fall, winter, and so they would have the new clothes, and the stores would get clothes in those particular time. They now have it not only month by month, they have it day by day. And if you go into one of like Forever 21 or H&M, they basically have it something new coming in every single day, a new fashion. Or a new T-shirt. And so people are now viewing clothes as disposable. And it's also, apparently, half of all the stuff in landfill are clothing, which is not biodegradable. I mean, it's this huge way that we're looking at clothing completely differently than we ever have before. And it turns out to be a disaster. Because everybody's saying, wow, look, you know, I just bought this T-shirt, this cute T-shirt for $5. Well, what I think that the name of the documentary is The Hidden Cost. And, I mean, it's something we really need to be aware of. It was shocking to me. Yeah. So that's something. Now we'll look at that. Guess where the first train robbery was? Don't peek. And what year? The first train robbery in the United States.
I remember it being in Ohio.
Well done.
But not the specific location.
Yeah, North Bend, Ohio. Cincinnati is, you know, it's a suburb of Cincinnati.
Okay.
And it was in 1865. Right after the Civil War.
Wow.
Remember the great train robbery with the with James Bond? What's his name? Sean Connery. The great train robbery. That's a great movie.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was earlier than that. I think train robberies occurred first in Great Britain and then here. We learn. The first Memorial Day was celebrated in 1866 on this day, which means that they kind of moved it up a little bit in Waterloo, New York.
Hmm.
And here's the answer. Is practice, practice, practice. So what do you think the question is? You don't know that joke? It's how do you get to Carnegie Hall?
Okay.
Practice, practice, practice. In 1891, Carnegie Hall, which was actually known as the Music Hall, opened, and Tchaikovsky was the first guest conductor. And this is specifically the next two. One's for you and one's for me. Mm-hmm. All right, the one for me is that Secretariat won the Kentucky Derby in 1973 in 1:59.4, which is an unbeaten record. Never been bettered, Secretariat.
Okay.
Okay, remember the book about, the book and the movie about Secretariat?
Yes. Yeah,
great book, great movie.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this is for you. On this day in 1934, the first Three Stooges short, Women Haters, was released. Now, not the Woman Haters is not for you. The Three Stooges is for you.
Yeah. Well, here you go. I mean,
what can I tell you? I mean, that's sexual dimorphism. That's as much as mustaches is that men like the Three Stooges and women just don't get it. We don't think it's funny at all. You like the Three Stooges, don't you?
No, you know, to be honest, I've never really been a huge fan of the Three Stooges.
Well, not, you just
I don't dislike them or anything. Found them overwhelmingly funny.
But. You just took a major step toward metrosexuality. Good for you. I don't know if that's a good news or a bad news. Give me a call, folks, 855-99-3756. I want to hear from a woman who likes the Three Stooges and a man who doesn't. I'm not saying like Manny is kind of. I'm saying doesn't like the Three Stooges. I want to hear from it. Sexual dimorphism be damned. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneer in cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secure cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit Vonage.Telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, so I have not heard from any women who love the Three Stooges and any men who don't. So I guess we're just going to have to assume that the sexual dimorphism is alive and well. All right, 855-99-375-69. All right, I tell you what, let's... I'm just trying to figure out where we're going to start today about what I want to talk with you guys about. Well, Cinco de Mayo. I mean, you know, and The three suitors don't seem very dangerous, but maybe we should talk about the most dangerous thing you've ever done. Maybe that's a good place to start, just because this is the... It's not Mexican independence, but it was a battle that that was not expected to be won and was won. And there's something certainly more dangerous than war, so maybe we'll talk about that. Manny, what's the most dangerous thing you've ever done? Other than work with me, that doesn't actually count.
I don't know if I've ever really, like...
Nothing dangerous?
I don't think I've ever really done, like, voluntarily done anything dangerous. I mean, I've been in car accidents, I guess, but, you know...
Yeah, but that wasn't intentional.
That wasn't, right. Yeah. I don't know if I've ever really done, like, I've never been skydiving. I've never done bungee jumping or anything like that. So I've kept a pretty... Yeah.
I've actually done those things. I've stopped doing them because it occurred to me, you know, I was doing things. I am really not much of an adrenaline junkie.
Me neither.
I know that doesn't sound like it, but I'm not. But all you have to do is sort of, you know, the older I get, the more I figure I'm willing to do something that seems like fun. Even if it has a certain... The fun for me is much more important than the danger part. Because yeah. I don't think being scared silly is all that much fun. I've done things that in retrospect were not very wise, which were more dangerous than I'd really anticipated. But the older I get, the more I figure if I'm going to do something and it has any element of danger attached to it, I want to at least have the sense that I could either talk my way, think my way, or charm my way out of it. And something like jumping out of a plane, they're not. I've also stopped parasailing because as much fun as it is, if something goes wrong, you have no control over it whatsoever. However, there is this thing I saw on the beach and I'm dying to try. Hopefully that's not a specific sentence.
You don't mean that literally, is what you
said.
Yeah,
exactly. I hope. It looks like you have like a backpack on, but you're flying. It's kind of like it's not really a kite, although it does have a parachute attached to it. I don't understand exactly how it works, and so that's what I have to figure out first. And it also looks like it could be a little heavy, but instead of being attached to like a tow rope from a boat or people do windsurfing, but I'm not a very good surfer, so you know I just end up in the water the whole time. And parasailing I've done a lot, but it's not very safe. And I've watched a couple of people die doing it. And there's nothing like that to convince you, okay, maybe not. But this one looks, I mean, you're somehow self-propelled. It's obviously has something on it. I've also done hot air ballooning, which I don't view as particularly dangerous, although I've watched a couple of people die in that too. The two stupidest things I've done. In retrospect, where I got into a car with six guys that I didn't know hitchhiking, and that was just stupid. It turned out fine, but I was late getting back to work, and there were no cabs, and I didn't have a car, and it was just stupid. Turned out fine. It was just one of those things that I think in retrospect was not too smart. I mean, I guess I've done that kind of thing a couple of times, and it's always turned out okay, but the stomach acid, once you sort of think, oh my gosh, what am I doing, was really not worth it.
Yeah.
What was the other thing? I went up in a hot air balloon in a tornado once, and that was not smart. It was...
Wait a minute, what?
Yeah, it wasn't quite as... Well, what happened is I used to do a lot of hot air ballooning. Yeah. I was on the Pro-Am circuit for a while, and it was, which sounds much more important than it was. But I really liked it. It was really fun. And, you know, basically you have to inflate the balloons, and you have to watch for the right weather. And we were all ready to go, and they said there are tornado warnings. You shouldn't go up. And I let go of the rope because I really wanted to do it, and it was stupid. And it was really fun. You go really high, and you essentially crash landed. So I was in my ankles. I was lucky I didn't break a leg. It was stupid, but it was really fun. I mean, would I do it if I had to do it all over again? I would hope that I wouldn't do it. My concern is that I might actually, but hopefully I wouldn't. I mean, I drive too fast and things like that, but I don't drive fast because it's dangerous. I drive fast because it's fun. But it's also why I don't own a car. Because as I get older, what I understand is my own impulses a bit and sort of try and guard against them. Because I just assume not die, but I just assume not be crippled. I mean, and you get to the point where you're thinking, is this really worth is the risk benefit ratio reasonable enough to do it? And at some point you think, probably not. So I stopped doing some of it. I know, and it's I've brought you to silence, huh?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, you didn't know. Yeah. Well, part of it is just a sense of curiosity. Part of it's fun. Part of it's kind of the why not philosophy. But it does occur to me that that sometimes I just don't. That, well, I've said before, I mean, we know that this is part of my personality. I tend to say yes rather than no, thinking that something won't actually happen. And then when it comes up, I'm committed to it. Because once I say I'll do something, I'll do it. But it does occur to me that maybe I could think things through a little more carefully. Or at least, if not think them through, at least say, let me get back to you on that. Which gives me a chance to think them through. And then I can get out my paper and pencil. Speaking of which, have you started making your list yet? You haven't yet, have you?
No, I haven't.
But well, that's right. We'll keep bugging you. Look, it could be worse. With Shane, Shane was not wearing his seatbelt. So there was this huge, and at least with Shane, there were listeners who were writing him emails and calling in and saying, why are you not wearing your seatbelt? It was, yeah. So they, but we actually got him to start wearing a seatbelt. So people.
I don't know that about Shane.
I think it was Shane, but.
Okay.
But, you know, this is a great program for nagging. If I don't do it, my listeners will do it for you. So we'll get you making lists. And just because you'll find out it really, it's a whole different way of looking at your life. And you don't have to do it all the time, but you'll find out. Mm-hmm. All right, so we were going to talk about danger with little Crash here, Dr. Crash. I've never been in a car accident. I've gotten stopped twice for speeding. I've never gotten a ticket. I obviously don't drink and drive because I don't drink, which makes it much simpler.
I've been in quite a few car accidents. Well, I shouldn't say quite a few, because quite a few sounds like 10 to 15. But
no, it sounds like more than 4 or 3.
I think it actually is four.
Well, how did you do that? And that's pretty dangerous.
Oh boy, I could. Well, we're coming up on break here. We could fill a whole.
Oh yeah, you're just trying to get out of it.
We could fill a whole segment with me talking about.
All right,
the
so
car
we'll talk about
yeah.
Crash Manny, Motor Manny.
But here's the thing, none of them have been my fault. That's, you know.
You sound like my mother. It's not my fault, honey.
I'm a good driver.
Right. Yeah, Manny, we got that. All right, babes. 855 and the Three Stooges. 855 Metro Sexual Motor Manny. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I am Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try heart and body extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Carol, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Brown. You're fabulous, and I wish I had your insight and knowledge, but since I don't, I'm calling you.
Well, thank you, and I'll certainly do my best.
Okay. I have a 25-year-old daughter that's wonderful and successful, has a fabulous job, and she's beautiful and talented. I mean, really, she's all that.
Cool.
And she dated a fella for about a year and a half, and I could see that he was very controlling from the beginning. She didn't really want to, I said a few things, didn't want to hear it, so I backed off. After about a year, she started to notice some things that were wrong, got to the point that she said, this guy's a jerk, and I can't believe what he does to me, and broke up with him. And it's been 6 months, and she's still miserable. And I mean, she comes to me, and I said, if he makes you happy, you should think about, you should go back if that's what you want to do. Even though, you know,
I thought you thought he was a controlling jerk.
Pardon me?
I thought you thought he was a controlling jerk.
Well, I do, but she has to make her own decisions,
well,
and I would not be happy, but I want to support her.
Well, but that's different than saying maybe you should go back to him. I mean, that seems to me that you're giving tacit approval. If you're asking me, how do I support my daughter in being happy and not really encourage her to go back to him, I think what you can say, and I think in general, it's not even that, is when our kids come to us and go whine about the boyfriend or the girlfriend. There's a tendency, because we love our kids, to say, how can they do that? How stupid can they be? Yucko. But as you point out, especially with adult kids, and even with relatively cuspy adult children, it's going to be their decision, not ours. So the thing to do is to say, well, what would you like to do about that? Or what do you think makes some sense? And don't be snookered when they say, well, I don't know, what do you think I should do? What you can say is, look, if there's there may be a way of dealing with that. For example, when he can't control you without your tacit approval. So when he says, where have you been? What you can do is say, honey, look, I'd much rather tell you where I've been than you demand it of it. I mean, there are lots of ways of somebody, you know, controlling just means that somebody else is being passive, that they want to take the easy way out, that they don't want any confrontation or any conflict, so that they'll just take the easy way out. But somebody can't control you without, they can try, but they can't do it unless you're willing to go along with it. So
well,
rather
some of his behavior though is like kind of undermining her and kind of making
well
her
but
feel
Carol
insecure.
Carol, you're giving me a mixed message about him, and if you're giving me a mixed message, let me tell you how much more mixed the message is going to be toward her, because she cares about him. I think that Carol, my best advice to you is to stay out of this. And when she comes to you complaining about it, instead of saying, go back to him if it makes you happy, or you should never have anything to do with him because he's a jerk, what you can say is, well, what are your options here? What do you think makes some sense? And help her look at her behavior. Because saying to your daughter, well, gee, if he makes you happy, maybe you should go back to him, is really encouraging him in a situation that, bottom line, you think doesn't make any sense. So you don't want to do that.
I mean, I've certainly made the message clear that I don't think she should go back. But
well, but then why did you say if you're unhappy you should go back? How often does your daughter live with you?
She doesn't.
Okay, good. So how often does she call you about this?
Well, she lives a half mile away, so I see her daily,
okay.
And we talk daily. And really, in a nutshell, I guess, as when I'm holding, thinking, in a nutshell, she said, when I was with him and before I knew he was a jerk, he made me feel better than anyone else ever has. And now I know he's a jerk, but I miss that great feeling.
Okay, well, good for her. Good for her for being able to understand that. So what she may want to do, then you can say to her, well, what made you feel so good about it?
He was completely, like controlling people.
No.
Completely in tune with her. Noticed everything. She was at the center of his life. Everything she
okay.
did.
Okay. So maybe what you could say to her is, look, let's figure out, you know, it's the old joke about somebody, and it really does fit the profile of somebody who says, you're unlike anybody else. I'll never leave you. There's nobody else like you. If something's too good to be true, it is. So maybe what you can help her understand is maybe there's a way of finding somebody who's not quite so crazy about you and is willing to, because daughter of mine, you know, I'm your mom. I think you're fabulous. But a guy who on the third date says, let's get married, there's never been anybody like you, has got another agenda because
right.
you just can't know somebody that well. So what if you found a guy that made you maybe not so crazy because he wasn't so crazy, but it made you feel safe, made you feel good, that he paid attention to you, because you're assuming that there's no other guy like that. But if somebody's too good to be true, it is. And certainly that's one of the hallmarks of people who need control, is they make you feel that no one else could love you the way that they do, and therefore that you should do whatever they tell you to do. And that's really a trap. You can't be married to somebody like that. So the issue, I think, and again, the issue is your daughter feeling good about herself. So that when a guy says, you're too fabulous, you're the most unbelievable person, I'm going to get married to you, she says, look, I know I'm great, but you don't know me that well yet. Once you know me, you're going to feel that way. But if, I mean, because what she's really doing is substituting his ardor for her self-confidence. And that's not a viable trade-off, because what he'll do is, the reason he's saying that is not because it's true, but because what we call in psychology, and there really is a term for it, it's called the bad mother. And what it says is, I love you, but nobody else will. the world's a treacherous place out there. And if we're being the bad boyfriend says, you know, I love you more than anybody. No one will ever love you as much as I love you. I'm trustworthy. I know those other guys were cheats. I know all men are creeps, that they'll all
yes,
cheat on you.
Exactly,
but I'm not.
Yes.
Well, but that's called the bad boyfriend. That's saying, I'm setting up a scenario where you're so dependent on me that I can do anything I want.
Right.
So explain, look, have her call me, and I can explain to her that if it's too good to be true, it is. That some
right,
guy who says, I'll never leave you, I'll never cheat on you, you're the most fabulous thing, on a third date, I mean, it's fine after 6 months or a year of here's what I love about you, here's what I like about you. But what he's saying is, you have to love me because no one else will love you. That's not love. That's
right,
control.
Right. Right.
So help her understand it or have her call me.
Okay. But thank you for your advice.
Yeah, but don't send her back to him.
Oh, no. You know, I guess maybe I'm nervous, but I said, if you think you really need to go back to him, I will support whatever you want to do. I don't think that's what you want. And she'll say, no, I don't.
Okay, I wouldn't even do that. I mean, I think you're playing with fire in that, and that you're giving her a mixed message. And I know that what you want her to say is, no, I don't want to do that. But be careful about that, because at 2 o'clock in the morning when she's lonesome, she's going to think, well, Mom told me to go back.
Well, she's 6 months and she's hanging in there, but I just want to give her some encouragement that at some point this, you know, her misery will end.
No, but I don't think that's what you encourage her. I think you help her look at the situation as it is.
Okay. All right.
It's called, it's the bad mother phenomenon. It's no one else will ever love you like I do.
Yeah.
It's not good parenting. Good parenting is, you're fabulous. The world, you know, the world is your oyster. Do whatever you want to do here, but not I'm the only one who'll ever love you. Because what I'm the only one who ever loves you says, you're crap. I'm fabulous. Right?
That's what
the bad mother is. It says, you're worth nothing. No one will value. I'm the only one. Yeah, therefore you better cling to me like crazy. Help her understand that.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for your advice. I love your show.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
All right. Dr. Brown.
Yeah, the point being that, you know, when somebody loves us, they make us feel good about ourselves, right? Not good about them. And one of the kind of ways of testing to say, okay, you love me, that's great. What do you like about me? What do you like about me? Because like is intellectual, isn't it? Like is about you. Love is about I love you. That's about me. I like you is about you. If I can say, well, you're courageous, or you have a great sense of humor, or you bake a great cherry pie, or you're a good friend, that's about you. I love you, that's about me. All right? And there's nothing wrong with loving. It's just a little narcissistic. Liking is where we become our best selves. And liking is also very specific, where the other person can feel good about themselves rather than good about us. Yeah, and it's a checklist. I know, we're getting back to man and his checklist. That if you think about what you like about somebody, it sometimes is the things you like about yourself as well. But, you know, the L word, you know, well, we've got three L words, right? We've got like, love, and lust. And lemonade, but that's many more. The other ones, at least, are consistent in having four letters. But so, and again, you hear that you could hear in the phone call a little bit that Mom is saying, well, if you want to go back to him, hoping she'll say, no, I'm not going to do that. But that's risky behavior. We were talking about risky behavior before. You don't want to give somebody a mixed message. You don't want to give them tacit permission. And you certainly don't want to manipulate them. You don't want to sort of try to sort of take the other point of view, hoping they'll argue with you, because, first of all, they may or may not at the time. But in retrospect, if they recall you as saying, well, if you want to go back to him, I'll support you, is that really what you want to say? And the answer is, look, you're a smart person. I know you'll make the right decision. Breaking up is always hard to do. And the point about fantasy relationships is that they're much harder to do any reality testing to, so they're much harder to get over. So, you know, just write down, again, you hear me, I'm a great fan of lists. Write down all the things you like, all the things you didn't like, and if all the things you like were said great things about me, then find those things about yourself so somebody else saying them doesn't feel like the only person who'll ever say them in the whole universe. Right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show. For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm just saying to Manny, I kind of sound like a lunatic, don't I? And I'm actually not. I just, I'm curious. And I am moderately fearless. The only thing that it really, that I anticipate being uncomfortable about is my claustrophobia. And I know that about me, so... I have a decision to make, which I'll tell you guys about once I made the decision about about doing something kind of special that's in a tunnel. I don't know, you know, not sure I can do it. I think I'm going to attempt it, but I know, small, tight spaces, not my favorite thing. Speaking of dangerous, I don't think I'm as dangerous, I just don't like them. It just makes me uncomfortable. I'm not frightened, I'm just uncomfortable. You know, I start hyperventilating. When I'm doing something incredibly dangerous, I don't hyperventilate. I just think, how did I get myself in this situation? How did I get myself out of it? Okay. So let's talk about what our hopefully intrepid listeners are doing that is dangerous or not.
Let's see. Heidi says, does skydiving count?
Yes. As far as I'm concerned, does.
Yeah, it counts as far as I'm concerned, too.
Well, it's one of those things to do. I mean, I've always wanted to do it. So I did it once, and I did it the second time to prove that I wasn't as terrified as I was. It's just too scary for me. Whatever fun you get from it, okay, done that. And for me, either hot air ballooning or parasailing have somehow seem a little safer because you're at least tethered to something as opposed to jumping out of a plane. You know, it's a perfectly good plane. Why would you jump out of it?
Well, for me, too, with skydiving, it's... And I'm sure this is just kind of my own, I guess, psychological angle. I'm just terrified of getting a parachute that won't deploy.
Well, that's it.
That's the one thing that terrifies me is the moment I jump out of that plane, the parachute's not going to deploy, and then what?
Well, people who do this a lot pack their own parachute, but I don't know how to pack my own parachute. That'd be just foolish.
Right.
Not to mention, even if it's packed right, doesn't necessarily mean everything's going to go okay. You can get caught. You can get caught in electric wires or trees or whatever, you know, propellers. It's just, as I said, I don't mind being in situations that are fun that have some danger associated with them, especially if I can talk or think or, you know, something my way out of it. But a parachute that doesn't open, splat city.
Yep. Sue says, walked across a suspended train track and felt the vibrations of an approaching train. There was no place to go but jump off. Ran real fast. I was...
Wow. Calm.
She said she was 10 years old. Wow.
Yeah, that is nutty. There is... there are a number of people every year that are killed by trains. It's called kissing the iron horse. I actually know a couple of people who suicided doing that, which I think is what that specific term refers to. But there used to be a public service announcement that was on my program that said every year X number of people get killed on train tracks.
Well, here in the Twin Cities, we just built in a light rail system in the last, probably the first one, I think, was finished in 2006, I think, and they just finished another one going down a main line in between Minneapolis and St. Paul. And we've had a ton of people, die from, turning. People are turning onto the tracks because they're trying to beat a red light and, get hit by
cars
the train.
People walking along the train tracks.
Yeah.
And if they don't, and people have headphones on.
Yeah.
And which means they don't hear it. And she at least felt the vibration. Yeah. And going over a trestle, there's really no place to go.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, no. And we get people here. We don't have the light rail, but we have the subway system. And people fall into the tracks. People drop something on the track and decide to go down. I think there are 500 or 600 people every year. That's a lot of people.
Yeah, I've never been to New York, but if I go down to the subway and I drop something down on the tracks, as far as I'm concerned, it's gone.
It's gone.
Yeah.
Well, they'll come and get it for you, supposedly. Although I will tell you, my thing is that I actually was in one of those situations where they say if you see something, say something. And I actually did see something. And I went to try to find somebody to tell them, and they kept referring me to other people. And it kind of diminished my faith in the system because this was, I think it was somebody who was drunk, and I was afraid they were going to fall on the tracks. And I couldn't mobilize anybody. I talked to a police officer. I talked to an NTA officer. I talked to somebody in the booth, and nobody really responded. And I thought, maybe it was because, I don't know why it was, that maybe they didn't view it as enough of a threat or something, but I was really disappointed because we've been carrying that warning since not even September 11th, since the first bombing of the World Trade Center, which is, 92 or something,
mm-hmm.
and of if you see something, say something. And there wasn't, I couldn't rouse anybody about it. So, but yeah, you drop something on the tracks, say goodbye.
Yep.
Don't go down and get it.
Forget about it.
Yeah, forget about it.
Marquita says, made it from Tampa, Florida to Port Charlotte, Florida in 8 songs. I was a teenager and I had a very fast Honda. I'm much smarter these days.
Yeah, that reminds me. I once drove from the fair in, I'm just trying to remember where it was. I was the judge at the Chili Festival in San Jose to San Francisco in something like 42 minutes. And it's like, you know, 100 miles or something. It was really stupid.
Mm-hmm.
I still have a crick in my neck for watching For the Cops. It was not very smart.
I'm wondering from Marquita, too, how far, like, just distance-wise, Tampa is from Port Charlotte.
I don't know.
She said she made it in 8 songs.
I was going to say 8 songs, and songs being what? Well, they could vary greatly from, like, 3.5 minutes to longer. Well, let's see. Let's see if we did distance from, what did you say, Tampa?
Seems to me like...
Tampa to where'd you say?
Port Charlotte.
To Port Charlotte.
And 8 songs seems like anywhere from 30 to 40 minutes.
Well, let's find out. Well, it depends how many miles.
Yeah.
So let's... apparently Google's about to tell me. We love Google. Distance, how far is it? View with a map. Just tell me. Just give me a number. They're saying driving time. Well, that's... well, let's find driving distance. How long does it take? All right, let's see if we can find either of these. You just hum while I do this. It's 100 miles.
Wow.
And 8 songs. Let's see what they say.
100 miles is...
well, 8 into that is 12.5 minutes. There aren't records that are 12.5 minutes long. So she probably did it in probably about half that time. She probably did it in... she did 100 miles in probably...
45, 50 minutes, maybe?
Probably less than that. 8 songs. Eight songs at 5 minutes is 40... is 40 minutes.
Yeah.
So 100 miles an hour would be 60 minutes. So she was moving. Okay, darling. We'll just put you right in. And it wasn't her fault when the cops stopped her.
Very fast Honda, she said she had.
Yeah. Well, yeah. With
wow.
Florida roads, yeah. Well, that's why. That's one of the places I got stopped. Or depressive, depending on how you look at it. Yeah, one of the places I got stopped was in Florida, and they said, there was nobody on the road, and I had a little Mustang, and I thought, let's see how fast it can go. And he said, have we been drinking? And I said, I don't know about you, I don't drink. And luckily, he did not arrest me. He just said, come on, you're a guest here, cut it out. And I said, okay. It was reasonable. He was right, I was wrong. 855-99-37569. I want to hear from you. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.